Good afternoon, and welcome to Acasa Verde's fourth quarter 2025 earnings conference call. This is your conference operator, Julian. Currently, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the company's remarks, we will open the call for questions. Please note this conference call is being recorded and will be available for replay on our website at www.grupoab.com. It is now my pleasure to hand the call over to Ms. Rosalinda Fernández, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Acasa Verde. Ms. Fernández, you have the floor.
Thank you, operator, and good afternoon, everyone. We appreciate your participation in today's earnings call as we review Acasa Verde's consolidated results for the fourth quarter and full year of 2025. Joining me today is Carlos Ruiz Santos, our CEO. Yesterday, we released our quarterly report for the fourth quarter of 2025, which is available in the investor section of our website. We invite you to review this material to gain a deeper understanding of our performance and to contact us at inversionistas@grupoab.com with any questions. Before we begin, I would like to remind everyone that during this call, we may refer to certain non-IFRS financial metrics. These do not represent a financial analysis of our results in accordance with IFRS and will be mentioned only to measure the company's operating performance. Additionally, this call may include forward-looking statements or subjective analysis that may involve risks and uncertainties. These statements are expressed on a good faith basis and with the understanding that management believes there is reasonable support for them. Actual results may differ materially from those expressed or implied in these statements. With that, I would like to hand the call over to Carlos Ruiz, our CEO.
Thank you, Rosy. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us as we conclude 2025. It is a pleasure to be here with all of you and extend our greetings along with our best wishes for all successful 2026. The fourth quarter allow us to close a year marked by disciplined execution, organizational resilience, and a continued strengthening of our organization. Throughout 2025, we remain focused on what is within our control, operating with excellence, enhancing the visitor experience, and reinforcing the foundation of the company. During the fourth quarter, we continued implementing initiatives designed to increase visitor traffic and engagement across our shopping centers. Seasonal events such as Halloween activities, holiday celebrations, and other events play an important role in supporting traffic and tenant sales while reinforcing our position as a community gathering spaces. 2025 was also a year of internal consolidation. We completed an organization restructuring aimed at improving efficiency, optimizing resources, and reinforcing executive capabilities. This reconfiguration includes adjustment in operational and management structure without affecting business continuity or our core management principles. These leadership transactions in key positions were conducted in orderly manners with full board oversight and a clear focus on long-term value creations. Our values remain unchanged: financial discipline, operational excellence, and a long-term value creation. In sustainability matters, we continue advancing across all ESG pillars. On the environmental front, our solar panels installation project made meaningful progress, with one asset already operating and generating clear energies. On the social axis, we reinforced talent development initiatives, including female leadership programs and community support activities. From our governance perspective, we maintain continuously cybersecurity training and initiated the update of our materiality assignment transitioning toward a double materiality analysis framework, reinforcing transparency and risk management. In line with our commitment to shareholders' value, we distributed a total of 1 billion pesos in dividends during 2025, reflecting a disciplined capital allocation and confidence in our cash flow generations. Looking ahead, our priorities for 2026 remain clear. Sustaining operational performance, deepen operational efficiency, extracting additional value from our existing portfolio, and maintaining a strong balance sheet. We will continue evaluating selective growth opportunities under a disciplined financial approach. I would like to thank our board of directors, our collaborators, our tenants, our visitors, and our investors for their continued trust and support. I will now turn the call over to Rosy for operational review.
Thank you, Carlos. At the end of the fourth quarter of 2025, Acosta Verde's portfolio consists of 18 community shopping centers located across 9 states in Mexico, totaling 468,000 square meters of GLA. Occupancy rate closed at 95.7%, remaining at a strong and stable level. This represents an increase of 0.1 percentage points compared to 2024. Turning to traffic, during the fourth quarter, our shopping centers welcomed approximately 28 million visitors, a decrease of 4% compared to the same period in 2024. For the full year, total visitors traffic reached 106 million visitors, representing a 3% decline versus 2024. Despite these variations, traffic levels remain healthy and consistent with the performance observed across the retail sector. Vehicle traffic continued to show positive dynamics. During the fourth quarter, approximately 6.8 million vehicles entered to our parking lots, representing a 5% increase compared to the fourth quarter of 2024. For the full year 2025, vehicle traffic increased by 6% year over year. Regarding rent collections, efficiency reached 101% of quarterly invoices during the fourth quarter and 100% for the full year. Turning to our financial performance, during the fourth quarter of 2025, NOI cash flow basis reached 390 million pesos, representing a 4% increase compared to the fourth quarter of 2024. For the full year, NOI stood at 1.5 billion pesos, up 7% year over year. The NOI margin remained strong at 90% for the quarter and 89% for the full year. I would like to emphasize that the NOI figures presented are on a cash flow basis rather than the accrued basis. While some companies may choose to present NOI on an accrued basis, we believe that reflecting it on a cash flow basis provides greater accuracy, transparency, and supports better decision making. For ease of reference, please note that if a comparison were to be made on an accrued basis, the company's NOI for the fourth quarter of 2025 reached 401 million pesos, representing a 6% increase compared to the same period of last year. On a year-to-date basis, NOI on an accrual basis increased 9%, reaching 1.6 billion pesos. A detailed reconciliation between both methodologies is available in our quarterly report. This performance was supported by healthy leasing fundamentals. Lease spread for the quarter reached 4.9%, based on 12,000 square meters renewed and replaced. For the full year 2025, accumulated lease spread stood at 7.4%, based on more than 60,000 square meters renewed and replaced. In addition, as of year end, approximately 49% of our GLA is under contracts extending through 2029 and beyond, providing strong revenue visibility and reduces renewal risk in the incoming years. On an accrual basis, fourth quarter operating EBITDA reached 326 million pesos, up 8% year-over-year, with a margin of 73%. For the full year, operating EBITDA increased 12% to 1.3 billion pesos, compared to 1.2 billion pesos in 2024, with a margin expansion from 71% to 73%, driven by operating efficiencies. Turning to the balance sheet, total debt decreased 9% year-over-year, from 4.5 billion pesos in 2024 to 4.1 billion pesos in 2025. As a result, the loan-to-value ratio stood at 12% at year-end, compared to 10% in 2024. With that, we conclude our prepared remarks and open the floor for questions. Operator, please proceed with the Q&A session.
Thank you. With that, we will now be conducting a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate that your line is in the question queue. You may press star two to remove yourself from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up the handset before pressing the star keys. One moment while we poll for questions. Again, if you would like to ask a question, that's star one on your telephone keypad. Okay, it does not look like there are any questions at this time. With that, I'd like to turn the floor back over to Rosalinda Fernández for any closing remarks.
Thank you all for your time and trust. We appreciate your interest in Acosta Verde. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Thank you. With that, this does conclude Acosta Verde's fourth quarter 2025 conference call. You may now disconnect your lines and have a wonderful day.